Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. So if they were trying to destroy the country, would they do anything different, the left and the Biden administration? You know, I saw this video going around social media yesterday, and there's a guy in the background. He's in the makeup store, and there are two thieves in there cleaning out the store. This is Joe Biden's America right now. And when I say Joe Biden's America, I mean the liberal Democrats who own Joe Biden. They hate law enforcement. They hate law and order. They hate everything that gets between them and the chaos they need to create government dependency. Dependency is a core asset to liberal and socialist ideology. Dependency on what? Dependency on government. They love chaos. There's a reason they hate law enforcement, you know, because it's not intuitive if you think about it, right? If liberals love big government and the enforcement arm of the government is a police department, why would liberals hate police and law and order so much? Because law and order, when you have basic tenets of law and order, it competes with their social programs, number one, because you can't spend a lot of money on what they call guns and butter at the same time, right? So it competes with their social programs. But secondly, in a peaceful, law-abiding society where people are free to enforce contracts and people are free to engage in commerce, you have explosive economic growth, free markets, and people who live comfortably with their families and their own lives. There's no reason to depend on government. The left loves chaos. They worship chaos. Chaos is their golden calf. It's their God. It's their Messiah. Chaos creates dependency. Dependency feeds the beast of government every single time. Don't ever forget that. Chaos is their ally. It's a weapon. Dr. Marty Makary, a guy who's been on my radio show often, we'll get him back. He's been terrific. Johns Hopkins trained medical doctor, very smart, intelligent guy. He was on Fox yesterday. And again, you have to ask yourself, it keeps coming up, folks. If the vaccine mandate was exclusively designed for public health, despite the warnings that public health might get worse because cops and healthcare workers would quit when you did it and you did it anyway, what's the question? Sorry, I don't mean to, but what's the question you're obviously asking is, well, then clearly it wasn't for public health. If public health was going to get worse and the left knew it, correct? Well, what if I told you, no, the other reason was to incentivize people to get the vaccine. Well, what if I told you that the incentive to get the vaccine backfired and less people now are interested in that? You'd have to ask yourself again, what was the real purpose of this vaccine mandate if it's not for public health and not to get more people to get the vaccine? Here, check this out, Dr. Marty Makary.
Biden getting his COVID booster shot today. He continues to call this the pandemic of the unvaccinated. Does that help his cause, the goal of getting more people who are hesitant to take the jab?
You know, it's a mischaracterization, and it's inaccurate, and it's scientifically imprecise. And if we really want to do everything we can to reduce the avoidable harm, that is, the people dying today are adults with no natural immunity and no vaccine. That's where we need to focus our efforts right now. If you look at the blanket and indiscriminate vaccine mandates that came from the White House after they were announced, vaccination rates on a daily basis have gone down 20%. That is, we were doing about 810,000 a day, and now we're down to about 650,000 a day. That's because it hardened people who see the overreach of government. Those are the people we want to encourage to get vaccinated, not alienate.
You know, it's weird when you throw actual numbers out there, how the leftists, again, they start foaming, you know, the foaming at the mouth, the screaming at the sky, the pink hats come out, the clawing at the faces, because facts and data always seem to get in the way of their really stupid, dopey arguments every single time. Every time. Vaccination rates have gone down. Healthcare workers, police officers, frontline workers, first responders have warned you that the mandates are going to backfire and they're going to leave. So clearly this had nothing to do with public health or getting more people vaccines. So ask yourself again, don't be constrained by the box the leftist media a-holes put you in. You have to ask yourself candidly, if the purpose wasn't public health, then what was the purpose? Soften you up with mandate body blows, get rid of those non-obedient types. Nothing more patriotic than asking questions. We'll continue to ask them here. More in a minute, but first,
if you're looking for a new rifle or shotgun, I wholeheartedly recommend Henry Repeating Arms. You can visit them at henryusa.com. They've got more than 200 models to choose from, plus new releases throughout the year. And trust me, folks, you cannot beat their quality and their craftsmanship. Henry's come in a wide variety of calibers, everything from 22s up to long-distance hunting rounds. And there's so many finishes to choose from. Blued steel, hardened brass and silver, antique color case, even an all-weather finish that can handle the toughest outdoor conditions. Some models have octagon barrels that are beautifully machined and polished. And they only use the best grade grades of genuine American walnut for their stocks. And I also like that they're made in America by a family-owned business that gives you a lifetime warranty. They have affordable models starting at $250, collectible editions that are splurge-worthy up to $3,000, and many options in between. And call them if you have questions. Their award-winning customer service team can help you find the Henry that's right for you. Start by ordering a copy of their free catalog at henryusa.com. They'll mail you the catalog with two free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals. henryusa.com.
With cyber attacks on the rise, protecting your data security is more important than ever. So why is Congress considering a law that puts your data at greater risk of being hacked and exposed to foreign networks? The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill shifts billions in consumer spending to less secure payment networks, all so that corporate megastores can make bigger profits. Don't let Durbin-Marshall steal your data. Visit handsoffmyrewards.com/security and tell your senators to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
All right. Speaking of their nihilistic Let's Destroy America program, I can't ask you enough. If Joe Biden was trying to destroy America, would he do anything different? And the answer is obviously at this point, no. No, he wouldn't. He would do nothing different. Zero. So if it was a 12-step or 20-step program, three big steps are the three I'm going to go through here again. How do we create a nihilist program that will annihilate and destroy the United States? How many steps there are? I don't know. Maybe there's 20. Maybe there's 50. Who knows? Biden seems to have nailed all of them. But these are three big ones. So first, you have to destroy institutions, right? Hence this attack on law enforcement. This ever-growing attack on law enforcement through mandates, through the defund the police, the anti-police rhetoric coming from BLM and Antifa. Why do you have to destroy institutions? Because these institutions foster law and order. But chaos breeds dependency and fear. When you're afraid for your safety, when you're afraid for your health all the time, this is why the left and the media love fear porn campaigns. The left needs fear. The only reason you would forfeit your freedom, your money, your kids' public education, your health care over to the government because you think they can manage it better is because you're afraid of what'll happen if you're left to do it by your own devices because of the chaos. Step one, you must destroy any institution that fosters law and order, the military, police departments, and anything that fosters obedience to objective values. Objective values, God, country, whatever it may be, patriotism, liberty, and freedom. You got to get rid of that. Your loyalty will only be to the subjective values of government, which change on a dime, right? Chaos breeds dependency, guns and butter. The left wants butter. They don't want any public safety. They want chaos. Dependency is the weapon of the left. That's step one. Step two, how do you create chaos, folks? Well, the right believes in a chaos prevention program. That's law and order. We call that the police department. The left believes in a chaos promotion program. One of the best ways to promote chaos is to promote racial division. Why? Because the chaos is there because it's visual. We're visual creatures. We see each other. And if you can get people to judge each other by the melanin component of their skin without ever saying a word, that's a bad guy, that's a bad guy, that's a good guy, that's a bad guy, and put them in corners and get them to war, what better way than getting them to fight each other and to create chaos than to create a battle based solely on race? Here's Psaki doing it right here. Step two, add to the chaos by promoting racial division. Psaki and the White House have been told now unequivocally that the whips story at the Border Patrol whipped Haitian immigrants, is totally fake and false. There is not a shred of evidence that any of this happened. There was no whip. There was no incident. No Haitian was whipped at the border. The photographer who took the pictures acknowledged it. Here's Psaki again in an audio clip here saying, hey, listen, we don't care. We're just going to go full steam ahead anyway. Check this out.
The El Paso Times has walked back their claim that border agents were using whips to deter Haitian migrants. This is kind of a controversy. Some people are weighing what is a whip versus what is a ring. And the El Paso Times put out a clarification saying it was not an actual whip. Does that change anything for the administration in light of the statements that were made last week?
I don't think anyone could look at those photos and think that was appropriate action or behavior or something that should be accepted within our administration. There's an investigation that's ongoing. We'll let that play out, but our reaction to the photos has not changed.
Of course, the reaction to the photos hasn't changed. But why would the reaction change? Notice how the reporter even sets it up. There's a controversy over what's a whip and a rein. No, there's no controversy. There's no a rein's a rein, and a whip's a whip. There's no controversy. Notice how he kind of sets it up with the softball just to kind of give it to her. Oh, no, we're not going to change our approach at all to the whipping incident that was neither a whip nor an incident. Why? Because Biden's in step two, one of the biggest steps of his Destroy America program, create racial division. And this fits three categories. It's a race story. They were black immigrants. It's a class story. They were poor. And three, it attacks law enforcement. Three key tenets of their Destroy America program within the second tenet, add to chaos by promoting racial division. Fits all three boxes. Here's the third part of their program, three big steps. They have to promote economic chaos too. Again, there's no quicker way to degenerate a society into madness and chaos than to take away people's economic security. There's a famous line by Havelock Ellis, who has said a lot of questionable things, obviously. But he said that civilization is a thin crust on a volcano. There are others who said we're only four missed meals away from chaos. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why economic certainty, people's ability, they know they're going to be able to feed their families and keep a roof over their head, is so important. Well, if you need chaos, because chaos breeds dependency and liberals need chaos and dependency, they need dependency on government. What better way to do it than to steal from people their economic security and make them rely on government for everything, to suckle off the government teat? What better way to bring socialism here, this cancer, this rot? Well, it's happening right now. Folks, that's why these lockdowns were so key for the left. I want you to think about something, right? Listen, I was an MBA student. I run a business. Now, you never cite your education because it makes you sound like a moron. But the reason I bring that up is not to pound my chest and sound like an idiot. I bring it up because I went to that program at Penn State, that MBA program, with other students too. So I know what they learned. I was there. Just about every business executive in America, middle managers up to C-suite people, know what JIT is. JIT is just in time. What does that mean? I'm getting into a big business school class, but it's very simple. In the past, businesses would stockpile a lot of inventory, wheels for a car, steering wheels, dials, alternators. They'd stockpile a lot. And then as they built a car, they'd take it out of the stockpile. Well, that was very inefficient, because you would spend a lot of your capital on inventory that you may or may not use. If car sales slump, you're stuck with 1,000 alternators you just bought and you can't sell. And then a few years later, they're gone because they're antiquated. Everybody tracking? So one of the greatest revolutions in our modern economy was just-in-time delivery. Through the use of spreadsheets and AI and very complicated programs, companies like Ford and car companies elsewhere get those alternators just in time. Everybody tracking? Pretty simple stuff. JIT. Every single Democrat of consequence in government knew that we do JIT. And if they promoted economic lockdowns throughout the economy because of coronavirus, that once JIT, just-in-time delivery of products, was interrupted, they knew it would ripple throughout the supply chain and cause shortages. And they did it. Why would it cause shortages? Because when the economy opened up again, they had no product to build the damn cars. It created the biggest economic bottleneck in human history. Are you telling me business school students in their first year know about JIT and Democrats running the country didn't? And to be fair, Republicans too. And yet they locked the economy down anyway. Again, begs the question I said in the beginning, if they knew this stuff was going to happen and they did it anyway, then what was the purpose? And if they didn't know it was going to happen, could you not have consulted with a 3 month in business school student who could have warned you that in a JIT economy where inventory focuses on a day, if you stop an economy for a month, you're going to cause an international bottleneck. It's going to cause mass inflation and supply problems. You didn't know that? My gosh, these people are stupid. How is it that the dumbest people on planet Earth all found themselves in the government bureaucracy and elected to Congress and the Senate at the same time? How is that? You'd think by chance, just one of them would have magically made it in who had half a brain.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to the Dan Bongino Show, wherever you get your podcasts.